Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for our man Chuck Smith to join the program here on Dukes and Bell. And we do it each and every week, guys, on Tuesdays. We do it on Fridays. We won't do it this Friday, obviously, with the holiday, but leading into a Falcon weekend. Chuck, first and foremost, I want to start today since there was no Falcon football game. I just want you to get to Ballers and Busters. I want to find out who you thought balled out over the weekend. Let's get to it.
Who performed well and who didn't? Chuck Smith's Ballers and Busters on Dukes and Bell.
All right, what you got for us, Chuck?
All right, let's kick off with Taylor Heineke from Gwinnett County, my little area out here. Went to Collins Hill High School. Shout out to Collins Hill, too. I think they're going to win the state in high school. But look, I'm watching this kid now. I really watched him in the Atlanta game. I'm checking out his swagger and think about what he's done. Look at the two-game winning streak and look at some of the things he's been doing. I mean, look, he came out and took a job. I mean, right now, when you look at Washington, what they're doing, I'm telling you, Taylor Heineke, he gets a baller from me. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me years ago, Falcon fans remember when Bobby Hebert came in. We had Jeff George. He came in. Bobby had that little Cajun swagger about him. You know what I'm saying? But it reminds me a little bit of Taylor Heineke, and he gets a baller.
No doubt.
All right.
And by the way, he beat us. And Mike and I, after that game, we're talking about the Washington football team. After that game, we were like, okay, guy made plays against us, and Mike talked about it. He made plays this last weekend. I'm with you. He is doing something for them. I don't know if he's the long-term answer, Chuck, but he's keeping them in ball games.
Well, he might be next year's answer, meaning right now, but I understand what you're saying. But look, hey, man, let's talk about a pass rusher. I've talked about this cat a few times, really near and dear to me, so I've been following his career. I've been working with him since he was at Missouri. Arizona's Marcus Golden got his 10th sack versus Seattle. But let me tell you the cool part about that. Now, when I played the Falcons, I had in my contract, if I got 10 sacks, I get $100,000. So you already know I got about 300 because I had three times double digits.
Right on.
You know, a little something. You know, thank you, Taylor Smith, all right? Now, in contracts, you guys, just like you guys get, y'all number one, I'm sure that, you know, the folks that, you know, over there at 92.9 break y'all off a little something, give you a bag because y'all number one, and their bonus is for success. But as a pass rusher, here's how it went down for Marcus Golden. So check this out. He got five sacks. So for five sacks, he got $250,000. All right? Next in his contract, if he got seven sacks, he got another $250,000.
Nice.
That's $500,000 now. He just got 10 sacks versus Seattle. $500,000.
Damn!
That's baller stuff.
Nice job. Betting on yourself, man. Betting on yourself to get it done.
That's baller stuff. So guess what? Y'all keep a watch out, man. This cat's a good guy. If he gets 13 sacks, he gets $1 million, y'all.
Oh, I'm getting that.
$1 million, yes.
Chuck, that give you a little extra motivation, won't it?
Oh, man, listen, you go hard. You do what you got. Listen, man, it gives you so much motivation, man, because, you know, back in the day, I might have hung out at the city a little bit, Magic, and popped a few bands, you know, made it rain back in the day. A little bit, y'all, you know. But on another tip, though, real quick, the kid now, think about this. He's a three-time double-digit sacker in the NFL. He's the only player in the 2015 NFL draft to do that, including Mike's favorite guy, Vic Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, your favorite guy, Dante Fowler, both were first-round picks. Marcus went in the second. And I'm not going to say this again because I told you I wasn't going to say this no more. I told you, Dan Quinn, TD, another story for another day. Now, I did tell him. But look, I'm going to stop saying that, but I can't. It just drives me crazy. All right, real quick. Busters, Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Did you see Chris Jones? Listen, man, Chris Jones looked like Warren Sapp out there. And let me tell you who took the beating. This is the thing that's really interesting. Zach Martin. I mean, he took Zach Martin to the woodshed, guys. I mean, he had 7 pressures, 2 tackles for loss. But the Dallas Cowboys defense, this is my thing. Y'all going to pick on the little man. Y'all going to pick on the Falcons, right? Y'all going to be bullies and take the milk money, right? So now when you go against some dogs in Kansas City whose defense is playing real good, they took your milk money and you ain't do nothing about it, man. Buster goes out to the Dallas Cowboys. And that offensive line, all right, I'm going to shorten this up. Buffalo Bills run defense, everybody's seen what Jonathan Taylor did. To me, I mean, he's the best running back in football right now. But think about it. He's the first Colts player to score 5 touchdowns. Guys, 185 yards. And listen, about 4 years ago when Gruden first got his – I was with the Raiders for a game, and they played Indianapolis. Dude was the running back. Yo, man, I'm telling you, when you come out of a game, I watched what he did to the Raiders when I was out there on the sideline. I wasn't coaching. I was just a fanboy that day. But listen, man, so nonetheless, those are all the busters real quick from the NFL, and that's where I'm at, all right?
Chuck Smith joining us, guys. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we get into what we've got to talk about, Chuck, I want to ask you about the offense for the Falcons. Mike mentioned this. It's been, what, 26 quarters, Mike? 26?
26 without 6.
That we haven't done anything.
Incredible.
It really is. And I'm just asking you from your perspective. I know we talk about guys up front a lot, and they have not done a good job, especially these last 2 games of protecting Matt Ryan. But we've not been able to do a whole lot. And I know we're missing some skill guys. Can we turn this thing around and start scoring some points and making these games interesting and competitive again?
I think so. Yeah, I think, but I think the young guys got to step up. You know, when you look at this Falcons team and wide receivers, and we hadn't talked about them enough because we always talk about what's going on with the offensive line. I think the Falcons can do it, but you got to be, we have no room for error. You know, when the ball comes out, it has to come out fast, it's got to come out. You know, when an offensive lineman has to have a cutoff block, he's got to do it. It's those little things. So when I look at the Falcons, when you really break it down and look at the little details that you hear all the time and coaches speak, there are opportunities there. Make the catch. Get your head across the bow. You know what I'm saying? So different things like that. I believe they can get healthy. But, again, the guys that we're talking about are outside of Ridley. I mean, they're not guys who are expected to come in and actually be our stars. Right. You know, so you know what I'm saying? That's just another story. But they can do it, man. Listen, they're pros. But I do like the fact that Arthur Smith did say there could be or there's some conversation about making adjustments on the offensive line. Let's shake it up, y'all. I mean, we're at rock bottom when it comes to offense. Shake it up, and let's see who else steps up. We might find, you know, a diamond in the rough.
I just want to get Chuck out there, Carl. I think he's still got some eligibility. We are dead last in sacks, Carl. Dead last. 14 sacks, and the next highest is the Lions with 15. Jacksonville, by the way, who we're going to play, they're at the bottom, too, with 18. But, I mean, we I know we have this conversation almost every week, Chuck. I know you can blitz, and then you leave yourself vulnerable secondary. So, I mean, is this our lot in life? We might set the franchise record for the fewest sacks this year.
Is that? I didn't even know that. I've been hoping they get you know, at least over 15 at some point here. But, you know, guys, it comes down to having guys that can go. But also scheme matters. You know, I know Dean Pease early on before the season, they said they was going to be throwing things from the kitchen sink. But that's not happening, man. But to me, let me tell you what part of it is. When you're trying to send pressure, your linebackers also have to understand how to rush. You know what I mean? You got to learn how to blitz and things like that. And I just think that's the challenge the Falcons have. And when I watch the guys on the edge, I don't see no moves. It's simple. I mean, it's just simple, guys. There's no moves being used, but also it's just the back end has to support the front end. The front end has to support the back end. But I don't know, man. I just hope this next generation with Arthur Smith, we don't have to live through it. I'm actually tired of talking about the pass rush stuff, y'all, far as really the – I know you all, Mike and Carl. I hate it for the organization, really. I hate it. I know the organization, the people that listen, I know they're like, gosh, we hate it. I hate it too, man, because I'd like to be talking about, yo, man, we got some killers up front, you know?
Chuck, let's talk about – you were a college coach at one point. You've been in that world. Right. There are a bunch of college openings that are happening right now. Mike and I were talking about this. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's your take on where this is going with these jobs and what's going on in college?
All right. Let me step back because I was the head D-line coach at Tennessee in, I think it was 2011. All right. It's frustrating, y'all. And let me tell you why. The first thing I'm noticing. So you guys look at the blogs. We look at all the publications, guys. Mm-hmm. We check out all the newsletters, all the college football shows. We all, you know, kind of peek out and everybody's talking about, you know, who's going to get hired. But here's my thing, y'all. It's driving me crazy. There's something wrong here, man. And there's this subculture. There's this storyline that people are kind of sweeping under the rug, man. Ain't no black coaches in the mentioning. So listen, and here's the worst part about it. It's the same guys. Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Mark Stoops. Dave Aranda, he just got there. Bill O'Brien, who was terrible with the Texans. Hugh Freeze, another recycled guy that had issues. Bob Stoops. Come on, man. Texas A&M's Mike Elko. Good job. Luke Fickell, Mario Cristobal, and the one token black is James Franklin, man. And I'm keeping it 100. You know damn well James Franklin ain't leaving Penn State. So, but here's my thing. Go look. I want everybody that's listening now. I don't care whether you're white or black. Go look at all the blogs. Go look at the Athletic Saturday down south. Put them all out. Who are all the ones you read, look, they say the same thing. But here's the crazy part. Every year it's a black coach in the coaching cycle. Last year was Tony Elliott, right? Tony Elliott, oh, he won two national titles. What, six college football teams, playoff teams? Think about it. Clay Helton just got fired, man. He's hired at Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
Texas
yeah.
Tech yeah. assistant Joey McGuire. Jim Moore just got a job.
Season. UConn, right.
Let me just break this. Let me just break this down because I want people to hear. This is pissing me off, man. And know what? If there's no one in the country that's been a catalyst for change, the Black Coaches Association. Hey, all you black coaches, if you're listening, you're wasting your money, man. They don't stand up for black. Who is it? So guess what? I'm gonna start being the voice. Well, let me break this down. Zero coaches in the, black coaches in the SEC. Two in the Big Ten. One in the ACC. I'm sorry, has zero. Three in the Big 12, three in the Pac 12. I'm going to just stop right there. You can't tell me something ain't wrong. You can't tell me, man. You can't tell me, y'all. Of the 17 2021 new FBS head coaches, only two, Marshall's, Charles Huff, and Buckley's, Maurice Lindquist, are the only ones. I'm just telling you, man, in this time, we stood up, we had white and black standing together, and all minorities. Of all we've seen that unfair stuff was happening. Dude, means more in the SEC? Let's be real, man. Think about it, man. Think about this situation. And a lot of it has to do with the industry. They call it the two C's, conservativeness and comfort. That's really what it is, man. Diverse groups, man, need to be a part of this thing. I mean, so – at this point, and it's one of those little things that we're sweeping up under the rug, especially in the down south. Think about these guys getting jobs. Scott Frost is still in a job. Well, look at these jobs, man.
That's true.
You really think Florida going to hire a black coach? Come on, man.
Well, listen, and Chuck, it's interesting you bring this up because this is another dynamic. We're all, and I say we, as in most sports fans, are thinking about who the next best guy is. Mm-hmm. They're not thinking about it from this aspect. You've lived it. So you're speaking from a place that most people can't, and you're looking at it from a different perspective because you know a lot of coaches and you know the industry. But I do think what you're saying is absolutely fair when you start talking about the recycling of some of these guys. And you said it. Some of these guys are stealing money when opportunities are not being afforded to others who have been in the business for a very long time, who've done the dirt, who've done the work, who've grinded, and have not gotten the chance. I don't have any problems whatsoever with what you're saying. And about Tony Elliott, I don't know if he gets a job this year. Chuck, right. Mike and I were talking about, you know, Eric Bieniemy last year. I don't know if Eric Bieniemy gets a job this year. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, last year was the year. This year, and unfortunately for him, Kansas City's offense has kind of gone the other way. Chuck, they had this big seminar here before COVID where they were trying to basically steer black coaches towards offense because the idea was the only way you're going to get hired is to be an offensive coach who's going to fix a team which isn't scoring or fix a quarterback. You buy that?
No. How the hell do you get to be that if they don't give you the chance?
Yeah.
Well, Chuck, here's my
it doesn't matter if you're not getting in through the doorway, right. but that's the mindset. You're gonna have a better shot if you're on the offensive side.
But Chuck,
side.
Real quick, and we got to run. It's a great point, and we appreciate you coming on, obviously. And I want to wish you, we want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving. But Chuck, real quick, my issue with that, what Mike's saying, and Mike, we've heard that. Mm.
is they change the target. It used to be, and Chuck can speak to this, you need to be a defensive-minded coach. You got to be a DC. You got to be a guy that ran a defense. And then those guys got jobs, okay? That's the Mike Tomlins and the Tony Dungys of the world. And then now you got to be an offensive coordinator. You got to work with the quarterback. What the hell is it? Which one is it? So I hear you, man. Chuck, we got to run, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All love.
Get us out of here, man.
Live life every day like it's third, Nate, man. All love, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving.
There you too, Chuck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.